V'ze bechinas isur hechomor shel gzela. Rav Nosenthal says, with this, we'll be able to discuss and understand the strict forbiddenness of stealing. Ki kol echod v'echod miYisrael lefi bechinas haneshama shaloi shehu hasechel kein hu tzorech lahamtik kamo bechinas tzimtzumim v'dinim hashayochim l'shoyresh nishmasoi dahaynu sichloi. Each and every individual yid, based on the neshama that he has, which means based on the sechel that he has, because sometimes those two words are used interchangeably, neshama and sechel, each and every single yid has the responsibility and the ability to be mamtik those tzimtzumim that apply to his neshama, that apply to his sechel. Kimavur le'el, as was mentioned earlier, Shaham tokas kol tzimtzum v'tzimtzum hu al yidei b'chinas sechel hashayech lo'isei tzimtzum shemisham sharoshoi. That the sweetening and tikkun of each and every individual tzimtzum is dependent on the sechel, which is the origin of that tzimtzum, which is the source of it, you know, on a higher level. V'chol echot miYisrael yesh loy eze sechel. Each and every single yid has a certain sechel. Ki kol echot miYisrael achizosoi b'machshavta d'kudshei baruch hu. Because each and every single Jew has a place and an attachment to the machshava of Hashem. B'bechinas, as the Gemara says, Yisroel olo b'machshava t'chila. The Gemara says on the word bereshis bora l'kimas Hashemayim v'esoretz b'shvil reshis, that Hashem created the world because of reshis. What is reshis? The Jewish people are called reshis. There's a pasuk, Kodesh Yisroel Hashem reshis tivuasoi, that the Jews are the first crop of Hashem. So the Gemara uses the expression over there, Yisroel olo b'machshavo t'chila, that the first thought of Hashem as to why he was going to go ahead and create the world and everything was the thought that there was going to be a Jewish people. And that's the phrase that's used, is Yisroel olo b'machshovo. Each and every single Jew has a place in Hashem's mind, and Hashem's thought. And they were the initial thought that caused Hashem to go ahead with creation. V'hamachshovo hu hasechel. When we speak about the thinking process of a person, that's the sechel. U'kithi achizas kol echot miYisrael b'machshavta d'kudshei baruch hu. And to the degree that each and every single individual Jew is plugged into Hashem's mind, dehainu bebchinas chochmo ilo, which we call this uppermost wisdom, kemoikein lefi bechinas hachochma vasechel shelo ishunish mosoi shemekabel mebchinas chochmo ilo, based on the neshama that an individual Jew has, which means the secha that he has, and how it's plugged into Hashem's secha, Hashem's chochma, kemoikein hu tzorech lahamtik. Based on that, that Jew has the responsibility and the ability to address those tzimtzumim that are shayach to him, that are associated with his sechel, his tzimtzum, his neshama. Ki hasechel sheyesh b'chol echad miYisrael hu bebchinas sichliyim haprotim kanal. Because the knowledge and understanding and intelligence that's found in each and every individual yid, that's what Rabbeinu Zal calls sichlim protiim. That's what we refer to as sechel prati, that each and every individual has. Shekol sechel tzorech lahamtik daiko es hatzimtzum hashayach lo yisei sechel. Where there's a one-to-one ratio, in a sense, of tzimtzum to sechel, where this person has a certain finite level of sechel that encompasses a certain neighborhood. He's responsible over a certain region of tzimtzumim that are plugged into his sechel, which he's in a position to be mamtik. Ve'elu hatzimtzumim hashayochem lo'kol echad ve'echad miYisrael kefi sichlo v'nishmosoi heim meluboshim behamomoin v'hashirus v'hachafeitzim shel kol echad ve'echad. Now Rav Nosenthal starts clarifying. These tzimtzumim, this is all for the birds. This talk about tzimtzumim. Give me a break. How does this apply in the real world? Rav Nosenthal says, I'll tell you how it applies in the real world. A person's money and possessions, those represent the tzimtzumim that he is in charge of and responsible over and in a position to make a tikkun for. ki hamomoin v'hachafeitzim shel kol echod shom ikar b'chinas hatzimtzumim. Because all of those things that a person owns, a person's money and possessions, that's the main source of tzimtzum that's related to him. How? B'chinas, as the pasuk says in Iyov, mitzofoin zohov yoaso. Gold comes from the left. From the left side. Gold is a symbolic term for wealth, ashirus, possessions, everything. All of that comes from the left side. All of that is a bechina of gevura, a bechina of tzimtzum. We say it in the Masechta Tainus, begins with the words mazkirin gevura is gishomim, that geshem, which is synonymous with parnos, rain, which is the source of parnosa, life, and everything, it's gevura. Ato gibor olam Hashem, mashivaruch amar dagoshem, right? So that all kinds of gashmi, all the possessions and money that a person has represents the tzimtzumim. That's all coming from the left side. The ikra hatzimtzum mebchinas tzofoin. We know that the main concept of constriction comes from the north, bechinas smoil, which is the left side, kiyodua, as is known. Because we always picture a person facing east. When you're facing east, north is on your left side. So if money, gold, is associated with the left, then it means it's a bechina. If money is associated with north, then it means it's a concept of the left side, which is a union of tzimtzum, gevura, sitra achra, as it's called. V'tzorech kol echod v'echod, kifi sichloi sheyeshloi, lahamtik es bechinas hatzimtzumim ha-shayochim loi. And each and every individual Jew has a responsibility, based on the seichel that he possesses, to use that seichel to fix and to be mamtik the tzimtzumim that are in his possession, in his ownership. Dahainu l'sakeinu lahamtik es bechinas mamoinoi v'chafeitzim shaloi, which means to fix and improve and develop and perfect all the possessions that he has, all the money that he has, all the possessions that he has. The chol asher yeshloi, and anything else that he has, sheshom meluboshim kol bechinas hatzimtzumim hashayochem l'sichloi l'sheresh nishmosoi, in which are clothed all the tzimtzumim that relate to him, that relate to that individual person. Ki hasechel hu haneshama kemavur b'mokom achar, because sechel and neshama are interchangeable. So again, whatever is shayach to his neshama means whatever is shayach to his sechel. This is Rav Nosson Zal's introduction, and with this alone, he took Kabbalistic concepts and brought it down to earth. This terminology that the Arizal uses about Tzimtzum and Hamtoka Sadin, everything, suddenly Hashem, Rav Nosson Zal brought it into the Olam HaGashmi, and he said, you are a Jew, your body is a Tzimtzum, your Neshama is Ruchni, it's Oyer, it's Chachma, it's Sechel. Now, everything that's associated with your body, which means all of your physical possessions, your money, and everything that goes under that title of money, is all a concept of tzimtzumim. And the fact that it's yours, whether you got it from your parents, or you went out to work and earned it and everything, Hashem is the one who worked it out, that this particular house and car and money and ring and all came to you, because these represent tzimtzumim that only you, that are shayach to your neshama, where you are the only one who possess the sechel that's able to do with these particular possessions what needs to be done on a spiritual level in order to be mesakin them, in order to elevate them and plug them into Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Bezeh bechinas goydel mailas mitzvas tzedakah." Based on this introduction, you could understand the incredible importance of the mitzvah of charity, sheshkula keneged kol hamitzvos, whereby the Gemara says that tzedakah is equal to all other 612 commandments combined. It's so important. Ki zeh yodua, because this is a known fact, shekol hamitzvos kulam hein bechinas hamtokos. The totality of the mitzvos, the 613 mitzvos, represent hamtokos. They are ways of being mamtik din, of sweetening the din, of correcting the tzimtzum. The chol mitzvah u'mitzvah kifi shayrosha b'chochmoy lo demitam on arayis anafkis, and each and every individual mitzvah Which again, on one hand you would say mitzvah is spiritual. So therefore, you can't use the term tzimtzum related to mitzvah, but that's not true. Because the minute we're dealing with numbers, if we say there's 613 mitzvahs, then on a certain level, they represent tzimtzumim also. They're individual wires that are plugged into a source called Chochmah Ilah, called Hashem's Sechel. And they represent kavyochol, individual wires or individual pipes coming out from Hashem's mind, Hashem's Sechel, whereby Hashem wanted us to do this and this thing, and He wanted us to do this and this mitzvah. Each one of them represents individual paths that are plugged into that source called Chochmah Ilah. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, each and every mitzvah, based on how it's plugged into this Chochmah Ilah, Kein yesh lo koyach lahamtik eze b'chinat tzimtzum hashayochim lo'oysa mitzvah shibachinat sechel. Based on that, the particular mitzvah has the ability to solve and to correct a particular tzimtzum that's associated with that individual mitzvah. You understand? A mitzvah represents a package of Hashem's sechel. A mitzvah is finite in a certain way. The mitzvah of tefillin, you know, it's a box made of, that's square in this unit, and it represents, in a certain sense, a tzimtzum of Hashem's sechel. Within the sechel, there are tzimtzumim. So that each individual mitzvah, based on the way that it's plugged into that Chochmah Ilah, has the ability to help a Jew address a certain area of the gashmius aspects in his life. Ki kol mitzvah hi bechinas chochmah mei chochmah so yizborach kemuva b'makom acharon. Because each individual mitzvah represents an aspect of Hashem's wisdom. It's not the totality of Hashem's wisdom, it's an individual aspect, and it's plugged into the Chochmah Ilah, the source of all of that wisdom. V'alkein yesh koyach l'chol mitzvah mitzvah kifi b'chinosa lahamtik eze tzimtzum hashayich lo'oysaya chochmah sh'lo'oysaya mitzvah. You understand? Just like we said each and every individual Jew represents a tzimtzum, so too each and every mitzvah represents a certain tzimtzum of seichel. And just like it's an individual Jew that can be metaking the tzimtzumim in a particular house, on a particular block, in a particular city, so too it's a particular mitzvah that has the ability to make a tikkun for an individual tzimtzum in this world. Umachmas she'ikar b'chinas kol ha'tzimtzumim meluboshim b'hamomoyim shehu nimshach b'chinas smoil. Because of the fact that the center and source of all tzimtzumim is money, which comes from the left side, shemishom ha'tzimtzum. In Hebrew, the word for money is domim, and in Hebrew, the word for blood is dam, is domim. And the Gemara says domim tarte mashma, that blood and money have a double meaning. Double meaning. Just like blood is red and it requires sweetening, both represent this meaning of a din, tzimtzum, something that requires hamtoka. And I've heard the analogy that just like when it comes to, when you shecht an animal, in order for the animal to become kosher, you have to remove the blood. The blood is treif, you're not allowed to eat the blood. Ki adam hu anefesh. So too, when it comes to money, you have to remove the blood from it, in a sense. You have to remove the money, you have to miser it. That's called removing the bad blood, in a sense, in order for the money to become kosher. Something that requires a hamtoka. You understand? So we're starting off knowing in advance that this item of money is a tzimtzum. It's something that requires tikkun.
I understand that.
So now Rav Nosson Zal says, because of the fact that the main bechina of tzimtzumim is found in money, which comes from the left, al kein ikar hamtokas hatzimtzumim hu al yidei mitzvah tzedaka. That's why the mitzvah tzedaka has the ability to be mamtik tzimtzumim more so than anything else. Because money represents the source of all tzimtzumim, then the tikkun for money represents also the tikkun for all tzimtzumim. As we say, tzedaka tatzil mimoves, death is a super tikkun. When a person is ill, when a person has any kind of midas sadin, what do they tell him? Give tzedaka. Why? Because obviously, because what tzedakah does for money is this concept of hamtoka sadin. Because through tzedakah, a person fixes and sweetens his money. The Gemara says, there's a story in the Gemara in Bechiris, that an encounter between Rabbi Shub and Hananya and the 70 wise men of Athens. And one of the questions that they asked them was, when salt spoils, how do you preserve it? How do you preserve salt? So he answered them, you know, he gave them a funny answer too. So Rabbi Nazal speaks about this in the Likut Imran, and Rabbi Nazal says, the Gemara says, that melach mamoin choser. If you want to salt your money, you want to preserve your money, see to it that it should have lasting effects, subtract from it. Take a little off. Take the miser off. That's how you'll preserve it. And by giving the tzedakah portion, that's the hamtoka. That's the sweetening for it. Salt is something that makes something ta'im. The term sweet, not in literal in terms of sugar, but sweet in terms of tam, bringing out the tam in something in a sense. That's what salt, that's what the mitzvah of tzedakah does. That it's mesakein umamtik es hamomoin shaloi, shewikar b'chinas ha-tzimtzum. V'alkein mitzvah tzedakah gedoyla moi. This is why it's so great. Ushkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs, and it's compared to all the mitzvahs. Ki ikara hamtokas ha-tzimtzum hi-alidei tzedakah. The main ability of a Jew to be able to be mamtik tzimtzumim is through tzedakah. Shal yodo mamtik hamomoin sheze ikara tzimtzum kanal. Because when a person is giving tzedakah, he's taking the item that represents the greatest degree of tzimtzum possible, the sitra achra, the left side, everything, and he's using that for mitzvah. That represents super hamtoka sadinim. Ki ikar hamtoka sad kol atzimtzumim hualidei shemekablim hasichlim protein mebchinas chochmo ilo shekol mikol hasichlim kanal ukemavur heitav shom b'mamran alayin shom. Because Rav Nosson Zal had said earlier that in order for this process to really be effective, the sichlim protein have to plug into the sechel hakoilo, the chochmo ilo, in order to be able to do their thing on the tzimtzumim, right? And he had mentioned earlier that the ability of the sichlim protein to receive from the chokhmah ilah is dependent on their being plugged into each other well. There's the ava between them and everything. The only way for this really to be effective is when many Jewish nefoshos plug in together. That's what gives the ability for these sichlim protein to plug into the chochma ilah. It's only if they're lined up properly with each other. Lahavdil, you have a computer that's made up of circuit boards and everything. And each circuit board, you know, there's these 6,000 individual circuit boards that are plugging into this central base. But before you can plug that circuit board into the base thing, all the individual wires on that thing have to all be in synchronized with each other, all of them perfectly lined up smoothly. Then you slap the board on the thing and it plugs into that central place and everything, you know, the music plays, everything goes great. When they are all in sync with each other and in harmony with each other. This is why the Gemara makes a statement that there's no comparison to a mitzvah being done by a small number of people versus a mitzvah that's being done by a larger group of people together. Ki ikar hahamtoko toloi borabim hoisim. Because the main ability to sweeten and to make this thicken is dependent on a larger number of people that are working together, shenichlolin harbein nefoshos yachad, where a number of different souls are merging together. That's what gives them the ability to plug into that chokhma ilah, bebchinas even shesia, this even shesia, vaydeze ikra hahamtoka kanal. And that's what may, it's when that sechel tatop is going to plug into that chokhma ilah, that's what's going to affect this major hamtoka. Shezehu Iker Kavonas HaMitzvah Kanal, which we said is the main purpose of a mitzvah. The main purpose of a mitzvah is Hamtokas HaDinim. So here again, the effectiveness of it is dependent on how many people together are doing that mitzvah together. A larger assemblage, as we'll see soon. The Alkain, and this is the reason why also, HaTfilah, She'ikra b'shvil hamtokas hatzinsumim v'adinim kiyodua. This is the reason why, when it comes to tefillah, where we know that the main reason for tefillah is hamtokas adinim, it's to be mamtik tzimtzumim. Because again, every day is a tzimtzum. A day is a finite unit of time. And in the day, there's morning, afternoon, and evening. Those are also tzimtzumim. Those are set finite sections. And a Jew has to daven at night and in morning to be mamtik the tzimtzumim that apply to each one of those things. You follow? So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, Alkein ikar tefillah barabim. This is why the main effectiveness of tefillah is when a person davens with a minyan, with a group of people. Ki kol hatefillah is tzrichim lahaloisim derech shara shamayim shubachinas even shesia sheshochav olav yakov b'chinas kodesh kedoshim shederech sham oilin kol hatefillahs kedua. Because all of our prayers have to enter through the heavenly gate. And in order to get there, they have to first pass through the Even Shesia. They have to first go to the Beis HaMikdash, the site of the Beis HaMikdash, the Even Shesia, the place where Yaakov Avinu laid his head down on that rock, which was the combination of all 12 rocks. V'aydezeh yesh koyach lahatfilois lifoil pulosam. That's what gives the tfilois the ability to accomplish what they need to accomplish, which is Lahamtik Hadin Vatsimsum Kanal, to sweeten the din and simsum, all the constrictions that apply to that person or to that time or to that place. Va'oz Daiko Yecholin Lichlo B'toch Even Shesia Kanal. And it's only when there's a minion, when there's a group of people together, then they can plug into the Even Shesia. Just like it took the 12 sons coming together to give it the ability to plug into Yaakov Avinu. Shaydezeh ikar ha-hamtoko. That's the main hamtoko. Shezehu ikar tikkunat tefillah, which is the main purpose and achievement of tefillah. Vezeh bechinas ma shetzrichen lekabel mitzvaseseh shel v'yohavto l'reacho kamoicho koidem ha-tefillah. This is why the Arizal says that one of the most important things that a Jew has to do before davening in order to make his tefillah effective is that he should say, Hareini mekabel olai mitzvah sese shovahavto l'reacho kamoicho. I hereby accept upon myself the mitzvah of loving every other Jew as I love myself. Ki ho ikar toloi bi'avo kanal. Because the main ability of these sichlian protein to plug into that chochmo ilo depends on the ahava among them. As Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal said to his students, Anan b'chavivusa talya milsa. It's based on the ahava among us. That's what's going to give us the ability to plug into Chochmei Law, to delve into secrets of Torah and not get blown to smithereens, not get blown up in the process. We're going to be dealing in dynamite and we're not going to get blown up. And we're going to have the ability to document it, to write the Zohar HaKadosh, and to pass it on to generations. Shaydezeh nechlolim nefoshei Yisrael biyachad aydei ho'ava sheyesh b'neihem. It's through the love among Jews. That's what plugs them into each other. That's what makes their souls plug into each other. Shekol echod oyev es chaveroi kenafshoi, where each and every one likes the other one as much as he likes himself. Vaydezeh nichlolim yachad b'toyichu even shesir kanal. That's what gives them the ability to plug in together to the even shesir, to the tzaddik. Vaydezeh nimtokim kol hadinim kanal, and that's what sweetens all the din. Shezeh klal kol hatorah v'mitzvus kanal, which is the general purpose of the entire Torah and all the mitzvahs. It's all based on this concept of sweetening dinim. V'alkein omer Rabbi Akiva zehu klal godol b'torah. This is why Rabbi Akiva said about this mitzvah v'yahavta l'recha kamoicha. This is the main rule in the Torah, because this is what the Torah is all about. The Torah is all about Hamtokas HaDinim. And in order to be Mamtik Dinim, you need to know that no one Jew can do it. It's only when it's going to be, to the extent that the Jews are going to be united, that's what's going to give them effectiveness in plugging into this Chochmo Elo, into the Tzaddik, in order to be able to affect the Hamtokas HaDinim. This is why the Arizal suggested that a Jew accept this mitzvah upon himself daily, right before davening. Why over there? Kedei sheyuchlalu yachad kol nefoshes Yisrael, so that all the Jewish souls should merge together and become one in a sense. V'yenasa mikulam echod, they should become a oneness, a unity between them. V'yuchlulu yachad b'toycho evan shesia, giving them the ability to plug in together to the evan shesia. Sheshom ikar aliyah satfila, which is the main place through which the tefillah goes up. We're taught that every tefillah in this world, and before it goes up to heaven, makes a stop, a stopover at the Beis Hamikdash, at that place of the Evan Shesia. Sheshom nimtokim kol hatzinsunim vadinim kanal, where we said that it's by the Evan Shesia, by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where all tzinsunim get sweetened. Shezehu ikar hatfilah b'shvila hamtik dinim kanal. The main purpose of tefillah is to be mamtik dinim. Veze bechinas and this is the concept of tzedakah. K'ayidei tzedakah shenoisein lenafshes Yisrael hu koine ahavo uklolius kamenafoshes Yisrael kemuv bakamacha. When a person gives tzedakah, he makes friends. You have two people, one is wealthy, one is poor. These guys are miles apart by nature, just by definition. The minute there's tzedakah, suddenly we took a guy on one extreme and a guy on another extreme, and we show that there's a bond between them. He gives him, he made a kesher. They brought together two people from extremes, then automatically, for those that are in middle, they can easily come together. And there's a pasuk, Hoin Yosef Reim Rabin. Wealth attracts many friends. Guy gets rich, suddenly he's got all kinds of friends. And Rabbeinu Zal quotes that in Likutei Moharan to say that tzedakah, the mitzvah of tzedakah, is mesugal to give a person friends, to make connections with people. That's what gives the person the ability to be mamtik the dinim that are found in the money itself. This is why this is another thing that the Torah says should be done as a prerequisite to davening. Give tzedakah first. Why? Because tzedakah, again, is one of those items that makes those, it's mamtik dinim, it makes the connections between the individual people that have to get connected before they can plug into the Evan Shesia, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in order to draw that superpower of hamtoka sadinim. I would want to add two points that are very appropriate to the time that we're in right now. First of all, I once saw from the Arizal a spectacular chiddush, how he shows that there's a posuk that we say in the Shema in Ona B'choyach, where it says, it's a prayer to Hashem, the Tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akono, where he says, Shavoseinu kabel, Hashem please accept our Tefillah, Ushma tzakoseinu, and listen to our outcry. Yoidea ta'alumos, you Hashem who know everything that's hidden. That ta'alumos, exactly. This is the last line in that tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akono. The Arizal says that, and it's brought that each one of those lines over there, the first letters of each one of those lines, the first letters of each one of those words makes up a special name of Hashem called the Shem Mem Beis. We say it in Sefirat Omer, and if you look in your Sidurim, on the left side of those lines, it shows you the first letters, you know. So the last one over there, the one that I just told you, Shavazin Kabel, the first letters are Shin, Kuf, Vav, Tzadik, Yud, Tov. Shavoseinu kabel ushma tzakoseinu de talumos. Those first letters, which, and the sentence is saying Hashem, please accept our tefillah. Those first letters are bigimatria, the pasuk in the chumash, v'yohavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. Love your friend like you love yourself. I am Hashem, because it's that the Arizal says, because it's that pasuk, it's the acceptance of this mitzvah of loving your neighbor like yourself, that's most effective in giving a person this ability to have his tefillah accepted by Hashem. Shavaseinu kabel shmatzakaseinu. The Arizal says in addition that which individual in Klal Yisrael is famous for this, that this was his thing, making peace among Jews and Aharon HaKoyen. his name, Aharon, Aleph, Hey, Reish, Nun, Sofit, is Bigimatria, exactly that Gematria, Shin, Kufov, Tzadik, Yutov. Because Nun, Sofit in Hebrew is 700. We've mentioned many times that Tov is 400. The Hebrew alphabet only goes up to 400. Chof, Sofit is 500. Mem, Sofit is 600. Nun, Sofit is 700. So that the word Aharon is Bigimatria 906, which is the pasuk in the Torah of Yohavta L'Reacha Kamocha Ani Hashem, which is this Shin Kuvot Tzadik Yutov. That's one thing. And a second thing related to this week's parsha, we're going to be reading B'Shalach this Shabbos in a few days. One of the things that I saw that flipped me out, literally, in this Yalkut HaRuveni, one of the tremendous chiddush, at the end of B'Shalach, the Jews finished with Egypt, but Egypt was apple pie compared to Amalek. Their next encounter was Amalek. And the Torah says what happened when they encountered Amalek. Moshe Rabbeinu put together a team. There were four people that were going to address the Amalek situation. Moshe, Yehoshua, Chur, and Aharon, right? Moshe Rabbeinu went up on a mountain, and he had Aharon and Chur on his two sides holding up his hands, and Yehoshua went out to do the battle. In the Yalkut HaRuveni, he quotes the Medrash, which says, he quotes the pasuk, Hine matoy v'manoim sheves achim gam yachad. How good and sweet it is when brothers are united, are working together, because that's when they have the Shechina with them and everything. The word achim, Aharon, Chur, Yehoshua, Moshe. That was this team, which was a guarantee. The fact that there were these sichlim, these geniuses, these leaders of Klal Yisrael with such moichim, and they united, they put it together, that was a force, that's like a delta force that could address Amalek. That's what gave them the ability, you know, to have, because that's a guarantee that the Shekhinah is with you. The Zohar Kodesh says, if you know your Hebrew, it should say, Sheves Achim Yachad. How good and sweet it is when brothers live together. What's Gam Yach? Gam means also, in addition. The Zohar Kodesh says, Gam is the Shekhinah. The addition. Whenever two Jews are united, there's an additional party that's present. Who's that? The Shekhinah. Because the words Gam Yachad are Bigimatria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Hashem's name. Showing that whenever you have Achim two Yidden, there's an Achdus, an Arvo between them, that's a guarantee that the Shekhinah is present. However, we in 1994 should understand this, and we should do it. We should see to it that in our house, and in our shul, in our places, there should be this achdus and kolis that's needed to make the tefillah effective. Rav Nosson Zal writes here very clearly that without it, in kol hakavod, with all your brains, and with all your Torah, and with all your knowledge, can't plug into the chochmah ilah properly without the sichli and protium having achdus and kolis among them. Ois Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ve'ikra hatzdoko hu kishezoichen liten tzdoko lo'oni hogun. The main accomplishment of the mitzvah of tzdoko is when a Jew is zoicha to give charity to a true, worthy, poor person. Bifrat kishezoichen liten l'chochom adoer, especially if a person is zoicha to give tzdoko to the leading tzaddik of the generation, shehu kol mikol nefoshos Yisroel, who represents a composite of all the Jewish souls. Just like the Gemara Rashi in Chumash says in a few places, there's a few places in Chumash where it says Moshe and the Jewish people. So Rashi says the reason why the Torah says that is to teach you that Moshe is considered equal to the entire Jewish people. Moshe is symbolic of the Tzadik Oemes, the Tzadik Adur. So Rav Nosson Zal says if a Jew is zocher to give tzedakah to the Tzadik Adur, it's like he's giving to the entire Klal Yisrael. Because the leading chochom of the generation, he represents the concept of the Evan Shasiyah, as we spoke about earlier, which was in the Holy of Holies. If you recall, we mentioned earlier that Sechel Prati is called Kodesh. Sechel HaKoylel is called Kodesh Kadoshim, Holy of Holies, where the highest Hamtoka Sadin takes place. And Rav Benazal explains over there in Likud Imran that this is the significance of traveling to the Tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, because the Tzaddik represents this Sechel HaKoylel, where all the different assorted types of Tzimtzumim can be addressed. usually, you know, a sechel prati, it's got to be customized. This sechel prati can deal with this tzimtzum. But if you get to that higher level of the sechel hakoilel, the tzaddik, by him, it's like a skeleton key we mentioned last time, that can open all doors, all different doors. Nimtza, kishenoisim stokol, azeh achochom emez, shubachinas kodesh kodoshim, azay nechlolem betoich brinas even shesia kodesh kodoshim. Therefore, when a Jew is zochah to give tzedakah to this tzaddik, whereby he plugs into this Evan Shasia, which is called the Holy of Holies, Sheshom Ikara Hahamtoko Shel Kol Hatzimtzum Vadinim, that's where the sweetening of all types of tzimtzum and din take place, Shehem Meluboshim Bahamamoin Kanal, which we said earlier, that money is symbolic of all possible tzimtzumim rolled into one. Because money represents the left side. You remember we said, you know, mitzofin zov yaso, mitzofin tiposacharo. Now, oistalid, Rav Nosson Zal says, ki hoiker toloi be'emunas chachomim. Because the main thing is dependent on faith in tzadikim. Shehem bechinas shleimus ha-Torah. Where the tzaddikim are the ones that represent the completion of the Torah. The Torah is incomplete without their contribution. The Torah shebichsav, the way Hashem originally presented it, is considered incomplete without the Torah shebalpeh to complement it. And the Torah shebalpeh is the concept of emunah. That's what we get from the rabbis. That's the tzaddikim. Ki ikra hakol hu emunah. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, because the most important thing in Yiddishkeit is faith in Hashem. As we've mentioned many times, there's a pasuk, kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All the mitzvahs are based on emuna. Ve'ikar ho emuna bo yisvorach, yitluya be'emunas chachomim daiko. And the main ability to believe in Hashem properly is dependent on believing in tzaddikim. Ki Hashem is bo. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why. The person will say, no, Hashem I believe in, and the tzaddikim can go fly a kite. Why does one have to do with the other? Ki Hashem is borach, hule'elo min koilo. Because Hashem is way, way above everything. V'leis machshavo tfisa beklal. And we have no human comprehension in Hashem. V'yevshor lahasigoy b'shum sechel. It's impossible for a human being to try to understand Hashem. Kiyim al yidei emuna, zoichen odas mimeno yizborach. But rather, it's only by believing in Hashem, a Jew gets to achieve some level of understanding of Hashem. Each and every person, relative to his heart, to what he's capable of doing. We say when we put on tefillin in the morning, that first I wed myself to Hashem with faith, and then I hope to come to understand Hashem. And even for a Jew to want to achieve pure faith in Hashem, it's impossible to achieve that without the tzaddikim and chachamim of the generation. Ki heim mamshichim hu emuna l'chol Yisrael. They are the ones who teach faith to the Jewish people. Ukimavur b'mokam achran, as is explained in other places in Likutei Halachos. And in fact, if you'll check your Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch, when it talks about a rabbi, who a person could have many rabbis in life. Which rabbi is considered his Rebbe Muvhak, the most important rabbi? It's the one who taught him faith in Hashem. Faith in Hashem, faith in Torah, faith in mitzvahs. That's the one that's technically considered to be his official rabbi, where there are certain laws that pertain only to him, not to Stam Rabbi. So we see that this is the main function of a manigis, of a chocham, a tzaddik, that they're the ones who are qualified to teach us emuna. Umachmas shegam hatzadikim hoamitim, heim rechoikim ugvoyim eitonu moed moed. And because of the fact that the true tzadikim are also way, way, way above us, ve'iyav shela hasigam klal b'shum sechel, and it's impossible for us to think that we're going to understand a true tzaddik, we're going to understand everything about him, because he's way above, it's a different league completely. Alkein on utzrichim lahamin bohem. Therefore, when it comes to tzaddikim also, a Jew can't expect to understand everything about him, but rather he's required to believe in them. First, emuna. And through emuna, that'll help you get to whatever level of yediyah that you can possibly get. ועל ידי אמון אז חכמים שאנו מאמינים בחכמים והצדיקים, על ידי זה אנו נכלולם בהם. And it's through the faith that we have in צדיקים, that's what makes us part of them. That's what plugs us into them. ועל ידי זה אנו זכן לינק מהם. That's what gives us the ability to draw from them. ולקבל על יודם אמונה, and to that's what gives us ability to plug into them and to receive from them faith. Faith in, meaning faith in Hashem. Lizkois le'emuna shleima bo yisborach, to be zoche to a true faith in Hashem. Shezehu yisoid kol ha-Torah kula, that's the foundation of the entire Torah. Kama shekosov, as the Gemara says, Makis, bo chavakuk vehemidon alachas. Chavakuk Hanavi came along and he summarized the entire Torah in one concept. The tzaddik be'emunoso yichye. He said that the whole Torah is based on faith, because there's a pasuk that says a tzaddik with his faith lives, implying that that's all he needs. That's it. That's everything. Emuna is everything. Ve'emuna hu bechinas tzimtzum kiyadua, and the concept of emuna is a concept of tzimtzum, constriction. Ki emuna hu bechinas tzimtzum shel asechel. Because when we talk about a person believing in someone, it means he's putting aside his rationale, his sechel, his ability to understand. He's putting that in the closet, and he's willing to close his eyes. It's the concept of closing your eyes. When we say the Shema, which is now a declaration of faith, we close the eyes. Closing is always an inyan of tzimtzum, sagur. V'alkein al yidei emuno yicholin lahamtik kol hatzimtzumim. And Rabbeinu Zal says, because of the fact that emuna itself represents the ultimate tzimtzum, it's through emuna that a person could be mamtik all the tzimtzumim. Ki ikar tikun v'hamtokas kol hatzimtzumim hu al yidei emuna shubchinas tzimtzum hakodosh shoyresh shel kol hatzimtzumim shebo'ilam. Because the main ability to neutralize all constrictions, all tzimtzumim, is by seeking out the ultimate tzimtzum, which is a holy tzimtzum, a tzimtzum of kedusha, which is called emuna. And a person who's zoche to have that b'shleimus automatically neutralizes all the negative tzimtzum. This bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, v'chol ma'aseihu be'emuna. All of Hashem's creations, all of Hashem's asiya, with emuna, with faith. Meaning, ki kol maisa bereshis dahainu klal hoilom heim b'chinas tzimtzumim. Because when we talk about ma'aseihu, all of Hashem's creations, those are actually tzimtzumim. Whether it be a house, a tree, an animal, a bird, a country, those are all tzimtzumim, constrictions. Those are all finite items. They represent tzimtzumim. Ki b'chol dovor yesh tzimtzum bekamus v'yechus kemavur b'mamarana. Because each and every single item in creation functions within certain boundaries of quality and quantity. V'chulam nivru al yidei b'chinas emuna. And all of them were created through the concept of emuna. Shu b'chinas tzimtzum o'elyoin shoyresh shel kol ha'tzimtzumim sheboilam, which represents the ultimate tzimtzum, the heavenly tzimtzum called emuna. And when a Jew is zoche to emuna, nichlolin kol hadvorim shem kol atzimtzumim be'emuna, then all of his possessions or everything that he has plugs into his emuna, to his faith, which is the ultimate tzimtzum, the holy tzimtzum. V'alidei emuna nichlolim kulam b'toich hasechel b'toich even shesia kanal. And through emuna, we said you're zoche to get to das. Emuna, which is the Tzimtzum HaKoilel, plugs you into the Sechel Ho'elyon, the highest level Sechel. Ukemuvan b'maimer hanal, as is explained very much in that chapter in Likutei Moharan, Shedaiko al yidei emunas chachomim nichlolim be'even shesiyo lahamti kol hatzimtzumim vadinim. Rabbeinu Zal over there explains and shows how through emunas chachamim, a Jew is zoche to plug into that Even Shesia, which is called Kodesh Kodoshim, which represents the highest level sechel, which has the ability to neutralize all the tzimtzumim. The question is that aren't we told that emuna, in a sense, is a doorway that opens the door for a person to get to all kinds of levels of kedusha, this and that? So how do we understand that emuna is this concept of tzimtzum? We said before that when a person understands sechel, chochma bina das moichin, sechel is called a concept of harchava. It's something that's open and wide. I'll give you, there are thousands of proofs. I'll give you an example. The Tikkun Zohar speaks about the vowels in the Aleph Beis, and it shows how each one of the vowels, komatz, patach, seirei, how each one of them corresponds to one of the midos of Hashem. And it says over there that komatz, which in Aramaic means closed, corresponds to the keser, the crown of Hashem, which represents a light that's so bright that it has to be closed in a sense, because in other words, it's like staring at the sun where you go blind from looking at it. It's a light that's so bright that it looks dark in a sense. Whereas Chochma, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is called Pasach. The Nekuda of Pasach corresponds to Chochma, because the Zohar HaKadosh says that's where the light begins to open up for us. That's where it begins to open up. So that when we talk about Chochma, Sechel, things like that, they are always referred to as something that's open, open-minded, to have an open mind. That's the term that's used about a person who's willing to understand. He's willing to listen and understand things. Whereas when people speak about a person who has faith, people that want to knock faith, or people that believe in stupidity, it's called closed-mindedness. He's closed-minded. He has his belief and he's not interested in hearing anything. He's not interested in understanding anything further, that kind of thing. So that the term emuna means a person's putting on blinders in a sense. He's not interested in analyzing and understanding. I'm not impressed. The fact that I don't understand Hashem doesn't impress me. I still know he exists and I still know he's everything and perfect, etc., etc. In that context, emuna is referred to as a concept of a tzimtzum. Now, there are times that it's referred to as a harchol, you know, something that makes a it's everything and it's the richest thing on it. But in the context that we're referring to, closed-mindedness in a sense, and closing your eye, all of that is an onion of tzimtzum, constriction. But Rabban is all saying, usually we look at constriction as a negative term. Here it's an item of Kedusha, it's a super positive constriction. And therefore, to the extent that a person plugs into it, that's the thing that can neutralize all the negative tzimtzum. Nimtza, we see from this therefore, Shehamtokas kol hatzimtzumim v'hadinim kualidei emuna daika kanal. That it's bedavka emuna that has the ability to sweeten all the other tzimtzumim and dinim. V'ikr ho'emuna tluya b'hamamoin daika. And how does a person show real faith in something? When he's willing to put money into it. Kimuva b'mokam acher, as Rabban Azal says in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, b'bechinas ve'emuna ma'oid. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, tzivisot tzedek edesecho ve'emuna ma'oid. Your emuna is reflected by your ma'oid, which in Shema says, v'chol ma'odecha, means all your money. And Rabban Azal says there, quoting the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh says, how does a person show real faith in a mitzvah? When he's willing to spend money on the mitzvah, to go out and buy an esrog, or buy, person gets an aliyah to the Torah on Shabbos, and he doesn't donate anything to the shul. It shows that he doesn't really believe that it's anything spectacular. So he got called up to the Torah. Everybody gets called up to the Torah. What's the big deal? Whereas if a person says that an aliyah goes together with tzedakah, with money, he buys the aliyah, then it's worth something to you. Just like if a guy comes up to you in the street and says, you want this? And you say, no, I don't really. No, take it for free. For free I'll take it. Fine. Why not? Whereas if a guy says, this will cost you $100, you want it? $100, let me see what it is. Let me see if it's worth it. You understand? So the Zohar HaKadosh says that the person shows faith in something by money. So therefore, ki ikar haham toko shenasaide hu emuna, ho ikar hu lahamtik bechinas hamomoin shehu ikar atzimtzum kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, the main hamtoko, which is achieved through emuna, has to be applied to money, which we learned earlier is the ultimate of all tzimtzumim also. Money is super tzimtzum. It's the left side, you know. V'alkein ein nikar emunas chachomim kiim al yidei hamomoin. Therefore, a person can't really say that they believe in a chacham unless with money. kishezoichen lipein lohem momoin, when a person is zoichen to support zvulon and yisachar, when he's zoichen to give money to the chacham, that's a show of true faith. Sheze ikar tikun hoemuna. That's the main tikun hoemuna. Kiboze daiko nikar hoemuna bemes. That's how a person really shows that he believes. When a person is willing to spend his money freely for the sake of chachamim amitim, and if a person is zoicha to do that, then he's zoicha to real, real pure emuna, and he's zoicha to plug into the chachmei ador, shehim b'chinas even shesia kodesh kodoshim. And that's how he sweetens and makes a tikkun for all types of assorted tzimtzumim that are associated with money. Because the person's entire money and all of his possessions are sweetened, are nimtak, by his giving some of his money to these chachmei ador. Bechinas even shesia kodesh kodoshim sheshom nimtak hakoil. That's where everything is sweetened. And interestingly, I'll give you a perfect proof and example of this. Rabbi Rosenfeld, Zichron Avracha, used to say that if a person would want to say that he's a Breslov chassid, let's use that as an example. How does he prove it? He says the 10 chapters of Tehillim every day. No proof at all, because there are other Jews who are definitely not Breslov, who say Tehillim every day, and who even say these 10 chapters. There are many Jews who have heard about this, and even though they're not committed to Rabbi Nachman, it's a relatively easy thing, they're willing to do it, but that doesn't, they do not want the official title Breslov on them in any way. You want to use another example, going to Uman. Person's willing to spend $500 to get on a plane and go to Rabbi Nachman's grave, and because Rabbi Nachman said this thing, he said also, definitely not. Proof. Because today we have many Satmar Hasidim or people that belong to other groups who respect the concept of Kivrei Tzadikim. They like it and they go there despite the fact that they say that he's not my Rebbe, he's a rabbi, he's a tzaddik instead. I'm willing to show the respect of going to his grave, but again, I don't accept him as my official rabbi. Rabbi Rosenfeld taught his Talmidim that the only way a person will be able to say that he's official Breslov Chosid is if his Meiser he gives the Breslov. Meiser means tztaka, and that's the official tztaka, that's the most important portion of the tztaka. He says, this I give, this is where I am, this is my membership, this is why I give my tztaka, you know, my... That's something which a Satmar Chosid doesn't do, and this, in other words, they will not say that they're going to give their Maisa strictly to Breslov. And he was saying that this is, and based on this paragraph in Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing tremendously the issue of money, number one, how money represents this summary of all tzimtzumim, and what tzedakah is dam Torah, and when a person is going to give his tzedakah to whoever he believes is the Chachmei Ador, that's how he put it. That's the ultimate hamtokas adinim and plugging into the even shesia, etc., etc. Nimtza. Therefore, we conclude sheklal kol hamitzvos hu b'shvil lahamtik hatzimtzumim v'adinim kanal. That the main purpose, in a sense, to summarize the purpose and the goal, the objective of all mitzvos, it is to sweeten these dinim, these constrictions. V'ho'ikr toloi b'mamoin. And again, most importantly, it's dependent on money. Interesting hashgacha. Today is Sunday, Parshas Truma. The Zohar HaKadosh in Truma is the place where this whole discussion is based on. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says, that a mitzvah that's done without money is a weak mitzvah. The Zohar HaKadosh says a mitzvah, it's only if you spend money on a mitzvah, that's what gives the mitzvah chashivus. Vo'ikar toli b'mamoin, sheshom kol atzimtzumim kanal. V'alkein tzrichin lefazer mamoin b'shvil kol mitzvah mitzvah. And this is why a Jew is supposed to spend, pizur means a lot, you know, not just the tzimtzum. Pizur means, you know, be willing to spread out money for a mitzvah. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, emes kenei. Buy emes. Emes you don't get for free. You have to be willing to pay for it. That's the pasuk, emes kenei. Ukemuva bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal b'makom acher, as is brought in another chapter in Likud Imran, which is chapter 23, which I just told you. Ukemavur bezoyer hakodesh, and as is brought in the Zoyer hakodesh in Parshas Truma. Ki ikar ham toko shlatzinsumim vadinim kluya b'tikun amomen kanal. Because again, we said that the purpose of all the mitzvahs is hamtokas adinim, and that the thing that's koilel all the mitzvahs is emunah, and all the dinim and tzimtzumim are found in money. When a person takes these two and puts them together, he puts his money in his emunah, he puts his money into what he believes and into the mitzvahs and everything, and especially into the tzaddikim, the tzaddik v'manosa yichya, that's super hamtokas adinim. That's the ultimate hamtokas adinim.